Okay, now we're in New Delhi, sitting with Giriraj and Mohan Rupa and Savi Sachin and company. Somehow or other, Giriraj has brought us to Govardhan Hill. On the old maps of Delhi, this hill that we're sitting on is called Govardhan Hill. Do you know that? You can go to the municipality and look at maps from 1890 or 1790. It's called Sant Nagar. This hill here is called Govardhan Hill. I saw my own eyes, an old map. So it's natural that Giriraj is sitting on the top. So by Giriraj's mercy, we're sitting on the top of Govardhan Hill. So we must be real Brijvasis, because only Brijvasis can walk on Govardhan Hill. So when you come to New Delhi, you can be a Brijvasi. But when you go to Vrindavan, even Lord Chaitanya in Vrindavan wouldn't walk on Govardhan Hill. It's interesting. Who is Lord Chaitanya? Radha and Krishna. So when Radha and Krishna were in Vrindavan, did they walk on top of Govardhan Hill, Bharati? You're speechless? What was the question? When they were living in Vrindavan having pastimes, did they walk on Govardhan Hill?
Yes, so many.
You sure? Positive?
There are so many pastimes.
That's sure. Tell me one. I read it somewhere. So now Radha and Krishna are walking so much, and then when they come as Gauranga, then there's no more walking. Why is that? Gauranga is the Radha and Krishna. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya. He's none other than Radha and Krishna. So Radha and Krishna are walking there and their footprints are there. But now when Gauranga comes, he doesn't walk there. And Gauranga is Radha and Krishna. Bahir Radha Antar Krishna. Radha's Kanti, Radha's Bhav. So why, what do you say? Because he's a devotee. Any other answers? The way I'm seeing it is like this. I'm seeing that when Gauranga Mahaprabhu came to Vrindavan as a sannyasi and sannyasa lila, then that Gauranga Mahaprabhu is in Radha Bhav. And in Radha Bhav, Radharani is feeling intense separation from Krishna. Yugayutam Nameshena Chakshu Shabra Vishayutam Shunyayutam Jagatsavam Govinda Virahiname Govinda 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 Viraha Viraha, where are you? Govinda Kam. So intensely burning. I mean, Radharani, when she was in Tamil Nadu as Gauranga, she was burning in separation from Krishna. Krishna, 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 hey. Tamil Nadu, where is that? That's Nadu. It's Nadu. It doesn't do anything. Nadu. Nadu means do na. Do nothing. Noi. Do na. Tam will not do. No do. So they're not doing anything there. And so far, so very, very far from Brajadam. However, when Gauranga Mahaprabhu entered Brajadam, Vrindavan, and that intense mood of Radha Bhav, then everywhere Radharani was seeing Krishna, Yamuna. And then when Radharani came to Govardhan, Radharani said, oh, Kiritari, Kiritari, Shyam. Oh. It's running like the lightning, like speed of lightning. Like, how is it described? Where can you know how Lord? How can you understand how Lord Chaitanya was running in Vrindavan? You can read Anti Lila, Chatak Parvat Lila. Chatak Parvat. Chatak Parvat is in Puri. And there's a Gaudiya Math there. We went there on the top of that hill. And around behind that hill is Toda Gopinath. So Toda Gopinath is on one side of the hill, and running up on the other side of the hill is Radharani. Gopinath kaha, Gopinath, Gopinath, Giridhari, Giridhari. So in madness, with the speed of wind, as described by Kaviraj Goswami, Mahaprabhu was running with the speed of wind. The speed of mind, he was running up this Chatak Parvat, this sand dune. It's like kind of like, it's like a hill, but it's by the water tower. We went there, remember? While you were there? The old stool, remember all that stool on the road? But that was, there was no stool there, that was only us. And we had to go through that to get to Gopinath. You had to go through a lot of stool to get to Gopinath. So that stool, that road of stool, that actually was the Vaitirani River. Vaitirani? Yeah, Vaitirani River, which is full of stool. You had to swim through it. So we had to swim through that river, that road of stool, which is, that was our lust and our anger and our greed. And once we got through that, then we entered the tota. The tota means bagicha. Bagicha means kunj. The kunj of Gopinath. Tota of Gopinath. The kunj of Gopinath. The garden of Gopinath. And then we took the darshan of Gopinath. So beautiful. Right. And then Radharani's playing the flute. And Lalita Sakhi's playing the flute. Right? There's three, I think they're all three. Or maybe one's playing Veena. Is one playing, one's going like this, I think. But Radharani's playing flute. So it's a duet. Krishna's playing flute. Gopinath's playing Murali. Radharani's playing Vamshi. All black. Secret, very secret ras, Gupta. Because in the darkest night, the secret things go on, right? Turn off the lights, close the curtains. Very secret, very dark. So this is the ras lila. So in the ras lila, everything's very dark and everything's deep, gambhir, and everything's intimate. And it's beyond the pale. It's beyond the pale. It's beyond the material world. So they have to be in this darkness. So that Lord Chaitanya is running up Chatak Parvat Hill in that intense separation. Giridhari, Giridhari. He sees that sand dune. Oh, it's Giridhari. And he's going mad. Or she's going mad. Oh, my Krishna, my Krishna, my Krishna. Now that same Radharani as Gauranga has come to Govardhan. Govardhan Hill. And sees one Govardhan Shila, sees Krishna and runs at the speed of wind. Ha, 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 Govinda, Govinda. And then collapses the arm with her arms. Gauranga wraps the arms around the Govardhan Shila and is crying and crying and crying and bathing that Govardhan Shila with tears of love. Loving separation, just oceans of tears coming out. Because Radharani is understanding that Govardhan Shila is my beloved Shamsundara. It's my Damodar, it's my Govinda. It's Krishna. He's Krishna. So, and it was Milan. It was like Sambho, it was union. So much separation all over India. Where is my Krishna? There is my Krishna. This is not a facsimile of Govardhan Hill. This is not a sand dune that reminds me of Govardhan Hill. This is, which is my Krishna, my beloved, my Giridhari. This is Govardhan Hill. This is Giridhari. This is my beloved. It's not a replica. It's not Puri. It's not me and Puri reaching out to Vrindavan. It's not me and Puri seeing Vrindavan. It's not me and Puri imagining Vrindavan. It's me and Vrindavan with my beloved at last. Finally. After so many years, after so many days, after so many months of crying and crying and searching, I finally found my beloved Giridhari. Sham. Hari Murari, Shama Pyari, Govardhana Dari, Govinda Gopal Shilara Lila, Priya Priyatam, Sri Shama Shama, Kishore Kishori Radha Murli Dar, Radhika Hari Radha Dhamma Dar. Right? So, this is, now we have Gauranga lying up in Giriraj, crying. Final union, reunion, right? High school reunion. Alumni reunion, college reunion. So reunion with Krishna, Radha and Krishna union. So now when Gauranga came to Govardhan, he was seeing and she was saying, this is my Krishna, my beloved. So naturally, there's no question of a beloved or of a lover standing on the head of his lover or her lover. So therefore, how could Gauranga walk on Krishna's head? How could he walk on Giriraj? Because Giriraj is Krishna. So this is what I may, of course it probably is wrong, but this is my understanding of why Gauranga didn't walk on Govardhan Hill. But then he came to know, oh, my Giridhari is here and I'm embracing him. My Giridhari is also there. Natchi, Gopal Natchi. Oh, but you're there. I can't stand on you to see you. I can't stand on your head to see you. Well, let me see. If my love is genuine, if my love is true, then my lover will come to me. Prem Sankarshan. A complete attractive power. Samyak Karshana. Karshati. Attractive power of Prem. That Prem will, my Prem will attract my beloved. He will come to me. So I will go to Gantoligram. Why Gantoligram? So many grams in Kunjara, so many grams. Mahaprabhu could have gone to. Could have gone to Neemgaon. Neemgaon is Neembarka's village, where he was born a few hundred years before. Neemgaon, which is right near Jatipur. But he went to Gantoligram. Why Gantoligram? Because Gantoligram is a place where Radha and Krishna were married. Their saris and dhotis were tied together, and Lita Sakhi uttered some mantras of marriage in Mak Lila. Gantoli means not Gantoli. So Mahaprabhu went to Gantoli. I was just sitting there. Then Natchi was, oh, my Radharani has come. She's in Gantoligram. I must go from here. But everyone thinks I'm a Murti, and Murtis don't walk. Murtis just stand in a temple. And I'm Natchi, Sri Natchi. I'm just standing here. You saw Natchi? Natwar. I'm just standing. How can I go? Radharani is there. She's testing my love. She won't stamp. She won't come here to see me because she won't stamp on me. The Vallabhacharya people, they're coming here. They'll come up, walk on the hill. But my Radharani, she knows that this hill is me. She wouldn't dare put one toe on me. It's not possible. I must go see her. So then he enters the minds. Because Krishna, if some yogi or some tantra can enter someone's mind, or some ghost, oh, we have to take Bharati to a tantric because she's gone crazy. She's always chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna. I think some ghost has gone inside. I think this, she went to some funny house and many ghosts, and one ghost came inside. Now she's, oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So we have to take her to a tantric and get exorcised. So if some tantric or yogi can enter someone's mind, Natchi can't enter someone's mind. Krishna can't enter someone's mind. Manohara, he can enter, he can steal, he can dance. He can dance in your mind. So then Natchi, he conveyed his wish. He entered the minds of the Brahmins. And he entered the minds of the Panchayat and the chairman. The Muslims are coming to Jatipur to attack the temple of Natchi. The rumor was spread. Oh, did you hear? That Aurangzeb, you know, or well, not Aurangzeb, but the Akbar, whoever is in Agra, he's coming to Vrindavan. He's going to Jatipur to break the temple. We have to move Natchi from here. We have to take Natchi from here. Oh, quick! We have to go now, very fast. So then Natchi. They take Natchi to the nearest village. It's Gantoligram. So Natchi went to Gantoligram and met Lord Chaitanya. So in this way, the Lord reciprocates with his devotees.